Doesn't matter how many times you call, I'm still going to Vancouver.
Just come back to TU. Let's talk.
Huh, yeah. As if you care.
I do.
And I don't want to see you end up some squeegee kid.
I won't.
I'll be fine. I'll get a job. You know, in fact, I'll be great because I will be away from my brother,
my parents, Degrassi, and you.
Do you actually think you can make it on your own?
I made it last night sleeping in a park bench.
I'm sure I can make it for the summer working at a camp.
Not if I call your brother and
tell him you'll be on a bus this afternoon.
Johnny,
you wouldn't dare.
You're making a mistake.
I've made mistakes. You're one of them, remember? My parents just can't get past them, so please let me go somewhere.
It's okay to be myself.
Will you call when you get there?
Yes.
Fine. Then good luck.
Basically anything. Oh, God. Hey, you. I haven't talked to you in forever.
Yeah, well, I've been so focused on Allie.
No, I'm sorry. I can't help more.
Still feeling sick?
I just can't seem to shake it. I'm trying to figure out what it might be.
You need to stop wondering and go see a doctor already. This isn't good.
I'll go soon. Right after our presentation at work study today. Hey, don't worry about it. I'll take care of this.
Well, I could oil it up. Might get some grit in the bearings, but at least it go faster.
Hey, man, whatever you got to do to get this thing to shatter that record.
Yeah, about that, I don't think I can. I mean, do we really have to make such a big deal?
Bro, half the school's coming to see you do this. And after you break the record, which you will, I mean, you'll be reeling in mad ladies.
That's not the point. The point is to break this record in honor of my 11-year-old self, and I'm not sure I can.
Well, you better get sure, because we moved the event to the theater to hold all your fans. Yeah. This thing is huge. All right? You can do it.
What's with the pharmacy?
Oh, it's just a precaution.
You know who has the good stuff? Doctors.
Look, we have 10 minutes till class. I'm gonna go upload some more pictures on Bev's Twitter.
I'll see you in class.
Spare change.
Are you a runaway?
No, I'm a traveling salesman.
Can I ask you something? I'm running away to Vancouver, but what do I do when I get there?
Whatever you want, I guess.
Okay, but like, how do I find a place to stay or make money?
You want me to show you?
That'd be great. Thank you.
Give me your bag.
Oh, I see. Effective.
No, I'm serious. Give it.
Give it!
No! It's all I have, please! Big ticket.
Ladies and gentlemen, in 24 hours, Wesley Bettencamp will hold a world record. Prepare to witness history. My man Wes, are you ready? All right. On your mark.
Get set.
Pogo!
Great Mary, your kindergarten work study sounds like a challenge. Next, Holly J and Shantae.
We've been interning for Bev Grayson. We've been working on her social media campaign. Right?
Right. Because getting first-time voters out there is really important. Sorry, guys.
You were going to show the Twitter feed you did, right?
Just let me press the button.
Holly J.
Ow.
All right, 55 minutes. We'll take a 5-minute break. 23 hours to go, and my man is just off record pace.
Hey, man, killer first hour. Guinness is gonna flip over this. And guess what? There's already a fan that wants some private time with you.
A fan?
Big Red?
Oh, Hannah. Hi.
I noticed your rig's a bit slick.
Well, I greased it up, made it faster. It's technical.
What if something gets caught in the bearings?
You know about... It doesn't matter. It's the only way I can get enough JPM.
Jumps per minute. Yeah, I know. Or you could wipe off the grease, shorten the piston length.
Oh, keeping my bounces lower.
Lower bounces mean more bounces.
Exactly.
One false move, I bottom out. Hit a pedal and go flying.
You want to set the record or not?
I guess if it's not dangerous, it's not worth it, right?
I don't know what I was thinking. You were right, I'll never be able to make it on my own. Thank you for letting me come back.
So what are you gonna do?
Maybe I can just stay here a couple more days just until I figure everything out.
I have a better idea. You could come home.
You promised you wouldn't call him.
I couldn't just let you go.
Yes, you could. Now he's just gonna drag me back home to my parents.
I won't. I begged Mom and Dad to let me come alone. I just want to talk.
Are you mad at me?
Yeah, I was. But I'm really glad you're okay.
Mom and Dad feel the same way?
Well, you know them.
Exactly. If I come home, they'll just yell. It's like they've given up on me.
Yeah, I get it.
You do?
Yeah, I won't force you to come home. But if you do, I've got your back. It'll be different this time, I promise. And Allie, if you decide to go somewhere else, please just tell me where.
Don't touch it. Could be worse. Only 3 stitches.
Lucky me. What's wrong with my voice?
Oh, the initial test showed some anomalies. You've had a sore throat?
Little, but I'm fine.
Did someone call your parents?
I'm 18. It's just a couple of stitches. It's no big deal. Can I go? I have a really important presentation.
I really don't advise that.
Look, I just took like 6 energy drinks, some aspirin, cough syrup. I overdid it. I'm sorry.
Self-medicating can have really dangerous results. You're lucky nothing worse happened. Now lie back, please.
What's wrong with me?
I really don't know. Strep, mono, we'll need to do the test to find out.
I feel fine. I can come back later, okay?
You need to stay here. Now, I'm going to send someone in to take some blood.
I'm gonna need to sit down for 5 minutes. We have time, right?
You really don't look well.
This is important. I need to wow Bev and get a great evaluation.
We have a good presentation. It's strong. Why don't you go home and rest, and I'll give it.
And let you take all the credit?
Hey, I just gave you an out that you clearly need. You're acting like a crazy person.
I'm a trooper, and I'm gonna get through this.
Where is she?
She's safe. I'm sorry.
And you didn't bring her home?
You know, do you ever think that maybe that's the reason she left in the first place? Whatever she or I do, it's never good enough for you.
Your father and I have every right to be angry.
Yeah, Mom. But your anger is suffocating. It's bigger than everything else.
Sometimes.
No, Dad. I wasn't gonna force her to come home. She's afraid.
She's afraid of us?
Yeah, you especially. She's afraid you're gonna come down on her no matter what she does. She's afraid to be herself. And you know, if you keep it up, even if she does come home, she's just gonna run away again.
Shantae and Holly J are going to show us what we're too old to know about getting the word out to teens.
I'm about to vote for the first time, and I want to be excited, but
our generation doesn't know enough about the candidates. So the solution? Twitter.
A campaign of tweets means it's always on our young voters' minds.
The important thing is that young voters feel like their issues are being taken into account. It's imperative to that you... Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
Holly J, what's wrong with me?
Ain't no use in calling up your friends. Ain't no use in hiding in your bed. And ain't no use in standing on your head. 'Cause no size can fill your loneliness. 7 days of time to fix your head. 7 days of time you walk the way. And every time you catch a sight of your reflection, you can't decide if you should cry or if it's time to learn.
Mom, can you come get me? I need to go to the hospital. I don't know, I think something's really wrong.
I
I didn't mean to scare you.
Then why did you?
Sorry.
We're sorry, too. We didn't mean to make you feel unwelcome here.
You guys gave up on me.
The things you did
were mistakes. They're part of growing up. When I was gone, I was at Johnny's. And he made me realize that I can thrive in university.
We never doubted that.
But to get there, I need to make it through 2 more years here as myself. And you know, maybe I'm not the little girl you want me to be, but I'm still good. You guys just need to give me a chance to prove it.
We've been fighting with you for so long that we've lost touch with each other as people. I think we all need a blank slate.
So, how do we do that?
Your mother and I will try to understand the pressures you face as a teenage girl today.
And I want to change too. Maybe we can talk to someone. Like a therapist?
Yeah, someone neutral, that's a good idea.
A stranger in a family business. Perhaps it can help us.
To talk to each other more.
We're so glad you're home.
Hey, up top.
It can't. Sprained.
All right, well, when are you going to get back up on the pogo stick?
Half past never. Are you crazy?
But you were beating the record.
I guess, but I'll be 16 in a couple days. It's too late. No car, no girl, no record. I let my 11-year-old self down.
Hi, Wesley.
Hannah. I can't believe I tried to show off. So dumb.
Nat was awesome. We both knew that modification was risky.
I have the wrist braces to prove it.
I know. It's a bummer.
Really? And why?
Kind of hoped that after you beat the record, we could celebrate. And maybe hold hands.
Bro. Do you maybe want to go on a date type thing sometime?
I'd love to. Let me know when.
Hey, you did it. A girl from before 16 with 2 days to spare.
We've got some conclusive results.
Oh, good.
It looks like your renal system was compromised by a streptococcal infection, which may have resulted in glomerulonephritis.
I'm sorry, what?
Did you suspect you had strep throat? Were you running a fever?
Maybe. I run around a lot.
If infections like this go untreated, they can affect you in unexpected ways. In your case, your kidneys were compromised, which is what caused your urge incontinence today.
I mean, that's why I wet myself.
Symptoms have to be treated immediately to avoid complications like this.
Oh, can she take some antibiotics?
Yes, but we also need to run a course of dialysis.
What? For how long?
Well, that's tough to say. Until the dialysis gets everything under control.
Wait, is this serious?
We really don't know how you're going to respond to treatment, but it is important we start today.
Oh my God. I'm really sick. Okay, what gives? I know they want to impress the therapist, but the session's not until tomorrow.
Mom just said to put this on.
Okay, well, do you think I look okay for whatever?
I think you look perfect for a family portrait.
Really?
Didn't we do one last year?
Hey, enough talking. Everybody in.
This photo will rest on the mantle, depicting the new and improved Bhandari family.
This is our blank slate.
Say Bhandaris! Bhandaris!
I had setbacks. Everyone does. It makes you stronger, and I can use a toughie like you on my team.
You serious?
I need driven, determined summer students if I run for mayor. You and Shantae make a good team.
I'm lucky she was there.
Sorry to interrupt.
Not at all. We'll see you soon, Holly Jay.
Thank you.
Hey. How are you feeling?
I'm uncomfortable. Embarrassed.
If I'd known you were this sick.
You're busy. We both were.
I was really worried about you. You're gonna get better, right? And I know you will. You're Holly J.
I'll do my best.